The curatorial team at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art has logged a lot of miles in preparation for its newest exhibition, which opens to the public Saturday. Museum President Don Bacigalupi is a member of the team that traveled more than 100,000 miles to visit nearly 1,000 artists with the purpose of finding artists that have not yet been part of the national conversation. Though they spent the better part of a year covering an impressive amount of ground, Bacigalupi wanted to do more.
I really hoped that we could literally go everywhere. Well, it's impossible in the space of a year, but we went to most places. We got to 44 states and many, many, many cities, I think 170 plus cities. So it's a good start, and I think there's more work to be done. And as Chad said earlier, the show for us is a bit of a call to action, not only to us, but to everyone in the field, to pay more attention to artists where they live and work among us. We had no preconceived notions of anything, how many artists we would include, where they would be from, ages, gender, none of that. But I think by merit alone, the show is very representative of what's happening across the country. They're relatively equally distributed across different regions of the country in terms of age, gender, background, ethnicity. It's a really nice picture of what's happening in America.
Curator Chad Allegood also worked on this project, which resulted in the creation of State of the Art, Discovering American Art Now, an exhibition that features 227 works from 102 artists who range in age from 24 to 87 years old. The exhibition covers 19,000 square feet, and artwork can be found on the museum grounds, as well as the nearby downtown Bentonville Square. Allegood says when visiting artists, curators wanted to explore all sorts of communities.
Las Vegas, Pittsburgh was a great place for us. Omaha was incredibly rich. Wichita. Okay, these are places that are technically off the art map of New York and LA, right? Our motivation was to get off of the beaten trail and to find these local communities and connect with them in ways that were meaningful.
Instead of being arranged by region, artwork is grouped according to thematic ideas the curatorial team says emerged while collecting pieces for the exhibition. A brief phrase on a wall introduces guests to the theme of a particular area. Bacigalupi says the wall text invites patrons to consider a certain relationship between the artwork, but he says there are several other ways to experience the art. Curator Chad Allegood says part of the museum's mission is to explore the beauty of art within the context of the natural world. So it was a natural progression for them to explore the intersection of humanity and nature in one of the exhibition's galleries. Upon entering this room, guests are greeted by a moving structure created by Knoxville, Tennessee-based artist John Douglas Powers. The artwork's title is Ialu, which comes from an ancient Egyptian phrase meaning field of reeds. The sculptural installation is comprised of steel reeds connected to a wooden support, which creaks as a motorized drive shaft moves the rows of reeds back and forth. A video of clouds projected on a wall behind the installation adds to the illusion of reeds swaying in the breeze.
For John Douglas Powers, this object is all tied up in his background. He comes from a family farm. He grew up as a tinkerer in a family of tinkerers, people that took trucks apart and put them back together. He's interested in the way that human hands can indeed shape and frame the natural world around us, reminding us that the way that we manipulate the world can change the way we can see.
Through their exploration of the current American art landscape, curators discovered other commonalities, such as artists finding the beauty in everyday life, either through subject or medium, as well as artists' tendency to incorporate the past into their work.
One of the things that we marveled at all along the way that got reinforced over and over again is how aware so many artists are of their history, of our history, and how often their works will make reference to history, art history, historical, social history, political history. They're very much engaged in that conversation between the past and the present.
To date, State of the Art is Crystal Bridges' largest exhibition in both scope and scale. Represented mediums include oil on canvas, photography, video, ceramics, and found objects. Forever Almost, a work created by a duo known as Ghost of a Dream, uses thousands of lottery tickets to create a colorful interlocking diamond pattern. in the large-scale work Lowrider Pinata. Las Vegas-based artist Justin Favela creates a 1964 Chevrolet Impala using multicolored tissue paper and cardboard. While museums typically have a hands-off policy, a number of the works are interactive, such as Alberto Aguilar's Sensitive Equipment. A video documents a spontaneous living room game his children invented, and guests are encouraged to mimic the game by using brightly colored handbells to keep a black balloon afloat. Another interactive piece of art allows guests to play a record and then dance atop a slightly raised platform, which is decorated with photographic images of 1960s civil rights protests and 1970s soul music. Most of the pieces in the exhibition were created during the last 3 years, and the reasoning behind that, Museum President Don Bacigalupi says, is simple.
We opened the museum at the end of 2011, and up until that moment, you may remember, we opened with a contemporary exhibition called Wonder World, and that was all works, all contemporary works from our collection. So the notion was that up until 2011, we had been collecting all the way up to that moment, but since the museum opened, we hadn't necessarily shown works made since we opened. So the idea for this show was that this is a snapshot of what's happened since we opened the museum.
State of the Art, Discovering American Art Now, opens to the public Saturday and will be on display through January 19th, 2015. Admission is free. More information is available at crystalbridges.org. Reporting in Fayetteville, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.